Welcome to Audacity Marketing with Hazel Kimpo and Michelle Frechette. On this podcast, we'll challenge you to think differently and break free of the same old strategies. We'll push you out of your comfort zone and encourage you to think outside the box. So take notes, make bold decisions, and be audacious. Hey, Hazel.
Hello, Michelle.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. We are gearing up already for yet another Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. Can you believe it?
It's like clockwork. Once a year it comes, whether you're ready or not.
You know, I think marketers, you see these posts people make on Facebook of, oh my God, I'm Christmas shopping in July. And for us, it's more like, well, getting that email list ready for next year.
That's right. And who's working on the social plan and who's making the graphics and what's our discount this year and how are we going to cross promote all the things, right?
All the things. So today we're going to talk about all things Black Friday, Cyber Monday, which used to be a true blue American holiday, and we've shared it with the world, apparently.
That's right.
And just, it's just spread like fire.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little crazy,
so,
for sure.
What do you think, Michelle? Like, it has spread through the world. It's as common to get those emails during Black Friday, Cyber Monday week now, as it is to get the emails of people complaining about it. So what do you think? Do people lean in? Do people do Black Friday? What should we do?
You know, I think it's brand by brand for sure. I think that it's not going to hurt you to lean into it if you have the right strategy and you plan accordingly for those discounts and how much revenue you're not going to get by getting more sales, if that makes any sense. So hopefully you counteract it. I know a lot of people who are, you know, one or two people plug-in companies, they look forward to this every year, but they don't like giving away discounts. But also there's a huge boon to at their end of the year for them to get through the end of the year, being able to make payroll and, you know, pay their bills and send their kids to school and put food on the table.
The timing of the Black Friday sale does lend a lot to why it stuck around for so long, in my mind.
Exactly. It's also interesting too. I mean, the original idea behind Black Friday was to, for us Americans especially, right, to get our shopping done for Christmas. But now it's all things, right? Like, nobody is giving away a plugin to their nephew for Christmas. And here is your SEO plugin. How do I play with this? Does it need batteries? I mean, all the things, right?
Absolutely. I think with Black Friday, Cyber Monday, in the world of recurring revenue, people really discovered the magic here, WordPress plugins being a number one of them, but lots of subscription solutions have discovered the magic of an initial deep discount sale. And Black Friday, Cyber Monday have become that tradition for it. And I think that deep discount really can go well if you have a good product. What I mean is, when you get people in for free and they really like your product, and the more integral it is to their business or their life and the harder it is for them to untangle, I mean, you've got yourself a customer for life, and that only costs you 1 year. And that's pretty darn well worth it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I started to think about what those discounts should look like. And really, it depends on how expensive your product is, right? So if you have a plugin, for example, that's $29 a year, a 10% discount doesn't really move the needle for people, because that's what, less than $3 off for a whole year. So that's not something that people are looking at and going, wow, I got to jump on this. But if you have a $400 product and you're doing 10% off or 20% off, now you're talking $40 or $80. That's a much bigger discount. That's something that people can compute to, you know, an hour's worth of work or paying somebody to do something, as opposed to, well, that's a half a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
And I think it's, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday is really interesting in the way world of marketers. People think of marketers as like being tricky and all of those things. And actually, I fight that a lot, because I don't think we are. For the most part, you try to do your thing. However, on Black Friday, man, all of the psychological tricks come out of the bag. The one top of mind for me is, how do you say your discount? Do you say $20 off? Do you say 10% off? Do you say, you know, a free cup of coffee every day, or whatever it might be? Have you seen anything that's particularly stood out to you, Michelle?
Well, I've seen the things before where people will be like, and for, you know, when they're trying to charge something is, so it's for the price of like a cup of coffee a day, or for the price of one pizza a week, you can have XYZ, right? So like reversing that and saying the discount is almost like, well, I'm not sure how to say it sometimes, right? And I think, again, it goes back to what is the savings? So if the savings is like $3 or $20, do you say $20 off of an annual subscription? Or do you say that's 30%? Because 30% sounds like a lot more than $20. So there's where that psychology part of marketing comes in. You really have to think about that. And if you have more than one product and you're doing the same discount across the board, it's a lot easier to say 30% off all of our products than $29.99 off this one, $49.99 off that one, you know, so that you can do a better marketing campaign. So really there's a lot to think about when you're putting it all together that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I've worked for clients before who have, for lack of a better word, tried to nickel and dime their sales. And it makes it too confusing for the customers. If the sale is not simple and easy to repeat back as a customer, if it is, I need to add this other product and I get another discount, and then I add this one over here, and then I turn around four times and I get 20% off, it's too much work for a customer to do. And I think you end up losing sales, right? So what was the point of all of your work to build that sale if it was just to try to beat the two people who are going to try to loophole you? I would say if I had one big tenet of Black Friday is to not worry about the loophole, folks. Like, if you're gonna do Black Friday, don't leave your doors wide open,
right?
But don't try to account for every single person that's gonna game you, because you're not gonna win, and in trying to win, you're gonna lose.
My least favorite thing, and this is more along the lines of like shopping at Old Navy, right, is where they're like, buy one, get one half off, right? So it's like, now I've got to do mental math. It's not like buy one, get one free, which is what we usually think of with BOGO, right? But it's like, okay, buy one, get one half off of the lesser lesser priced one. And like, oh, now I've got to do like math. I don't want to do math when I'm thinking about those things. So like you said, make it easy for people to remember, to think about, to want to go spend their money with you on that day, right? So especially when you're talking about software and things like that, which are, let's face it, especially in the United States, like it's the day after Thanksgiving. Like we're all doing family stuff. Like nobody's thinking like, what should I buy for my, you know, my business over the next year, which is also why a lot of our Black Friday deals go for a full week. And in some cases up to a month, people will hold them from like the beginning of November, sometimes even until the middle of December, just to try to get as much of those sales as possible.
Now, I do think there's an opportunity for some audacity, if I may, in
of
Black
course.
Friday marketing to like get the word out more via the network effect, and to show your discount as a value add. Can we dive into that one first? I want to talk a little bit about, like, we talked about the different ways to talk about a discount. You could say 20%, $20, etc. But maybe it's actually adding value. There could be ways to do a Black Friday promotion without a discount. Have you seen any examples of those?
I have actually. Weglot is a plugin that I use on several of my sites, which is a multilingual plugin, so that I can present in different languages, if you will. And I don't speak different languages, so like rewriting all those sites in those different languages doesn't work for me. But in years past, they've done things like planting a tree for every sale that they did, or giving or if they would have discounted 20%, all that 20% of their sales during their Black Friday event goes to a charity that they, as a group of people in that company, select. So they're actually using that money for good. I, as the consumer, I'm not saving maybe $20 or $30, but I know that that $20 or $30 has gone to a really good, a good charity to help other people.
I love that. And I think, I've seen other ones do before where if you purchase something that's on sale or perhaps not on sale, you get additional swag or items like that. I've always thought it'd be kind of funny to even have one. Say you had a brand that had a strong community, you could do cameo videos from like the community manager or something, right?
Oh, that'd be
like
fun.
Video if you had someone, or different things like that. That I think the better you know your brand and your community, I mean, it goes back to our foundation of it all, the more creative you can be in Black Friday and not just have to give away the farm with a 40% off sale. Customers will understand the value and want to get in. I think when we've talked about this example before, but like thank you notes, right?
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of a value add that people don't even realize of like, oh my gosh, it's like a
Absolutely.
whole handwritten note.
Yeah, it used to be that every time you gave a donation to Big Orange Heart, Dan maybe would do a personalized video while he was walking his dog in the
That type
morning,
of
and
thing,
you'd
exactly.
get
I
a
love that.
personalized video thanking you, Michelle, for the $100 that you gave this month or something.
See, that's
Super
so
cool.
great.
Yeah.
And I know that some brands are doing try to like, especially tech brands that do sell subscriptions, build in like, hey, you just bought new technology to probably build your business or something. Let's do some events at this time to help you get that off the ground before the end of the year. I think you can kind of take that, especially in a B2B lens for Black Friday, take that year end as a real sense of urgency, the same that you're feeling
Yeah,
as a business owner to
absolutely.
other business owners.
And some of those value added could be a white paper or an ebook that helps you plan for the next year, especially if it's around whatever your product does, right? So if your product is Give, where I've worked for years, you may be given an ebook that talks about how to plan for giving for the following year. So that's a value
Love that
added
promo.
right there, right? That kind of thing. I'll tell you, so this is the most audacious thing I've ever thought of, and it's nobody's ever wanted to do it, but I think a singing telegram would be super cool, even if it's like video, right? Like you just do a sing, and so you make it, and then you'd like send the singing telegram if somebody buys X number of dollars or something. I think that, or you could send it to somebody else. You could choose to send it to somebody else. I just think that'd be so much fun.
I love it. It kind of makes me think of like there's like it's like a virtual dunk tank almost. Like you used to dunk until you had like someone forcing to sing almost that was sick. Shouldn't be
So,
singing to you.
yeah, I mean, maybe it's audacious and it shouldn't be done, but I just think, like, I try to think
I'm
really
into
outside the box.
I love it. Well, I think that goes into kind of the value add when we talk about network effect. One of the ideas for value add definitely could be adding more products on via partnership.
Yeah.
Or via even affiliate income without an official partnership. But let me talk more about what I mean there. Let's say you are a SaaS app that has a calendar plugin of some sort, and you partner with a SaaS app that does, I don't know, web hosting, and you end up having a win-win. And you can have that partnership year-round, but Black Friday is certainly a nice time to test it out to see if that's a good partnership. And that partnership could mean an affiliate kickback. It could mean I mean, both of those type of companies and any of these type of companies they would partner off of really thrive off of that ongoing recurring revenue. So if anything is about getting people in the door, and if that's about getting them in for free, most people are going to say yes.
Yeah. I have a question for you. So, what about those people? It's one thing to buy a TV, right? And then you buy another TV next year, big deal. Now you have two TVs. But with a subscription-based thing, there are people who will buy your product for whatever your discount is this year with one email address. They will let that expire and buy your product again with another email address next year because gaming the system is absolutely possible. So, how do you account for that? Or what do you think of that as a marketer?
Yeah, it's an ongoing fight. And I think you have to be either very small or very large to care about it. And what I mean is very small to where it matters. Each one of those that gains you really matters. And I'll talk about the ways to prevent that in a second, but because all of the ways take work. There's no automated way to do it across the board because believe me, I have tried. So that's why it also works on the really big companies who have the resources to build the algorithm for every little one to be like, nope, you can't game the system. When you're in the messy middle, oh, man, my biggest advice is to figure out whatever your margin of error is, that you're okay with some number of people gaming the system, and not stress about it because you can't. You're not going to win that if you're in the middle ground. If you're going to do a sale like this, no. Whatever software you're using to sell your products, I'm sure there's a million built-in things that help with it.
I'm sure.
Just do the best you can. If I were a very small company, I would go as far as refunding people and telling them no, they can't. Like I would track them one by one and say, hey, and I would be upfront with them and say, hey guys, we are a small company and I get that you're trying to do this, but like you're a small company and I'm a small company and like I don't think you realize how small we are. Like very honestly, if I was that small, like sub $100,000 company, sub $500,000 company, I would be saying this type of stuff to customers. And that resonates. It works actually because people are like, oh shit, I didn't know you were a small business too. Like now I feel like shit. But I do think you're not going to win them gaming the system. You're going to stress yourself out. So
Mm-hmm.
if you are going to play the Black Friday game, decide to do it and go for it and do your best and don't look at every single loophole because you
Yeah.
won't win.
I actually did a poll last month on actually September 26th, so not that long ago, on Twitter, where I said Black Friday's coming. How do you feel about people who game the system and repurchase each year with a different email address? And the options were, I think that's awful. At least they're buying. Fine by me and other, right? So I think that's awful was only 17%. Fine by
Okay.
me was 29%. Almost 50% of almost 100 votes. So like 50 people said, at least they're buying.
I mean, there's something to that. There's
Yeah,
something to
for
that.
sure.
I do think for a subscription product, one thing that we've done with success in the past, you and I have done this together, Michelle, is discount on renewals specifically. To throw people into a separate track specifically that did buy the last year. They're all tagged. Anybody who's bought Black Friday is tagged. And send them into a specific renewal discount track so that they don't do that. So that you're gonna have more control over that. And I couldn't tell you our numbers if that helped the margin of error. I couldn't remember now. There's been a
Yeah.
million lifetimes since this happened, but I remember it being successful vaguely.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. And you know, the thing that people will say over and over, if you tell them, hey, you can't do that, is why are you penalizing me who's been a loyal customer? You know, just to get new customers. And yeah, and you could say to them, well, don't you understand? And whatever. But ultimately, hey, they've re-upped, they haven't canceled, they're still your customer. I think this is the one time a year, maybe unless it's really hitting your bottom line, that you kind of just got to go look the other way and let it go.
Yep. I'll throw one more out there for Black Friday, especially if you are like a SaaS product or a WordPress product. I would really empower your teams to be on live chat all week and wheeling and dealing like they're car salespeople. And what I mean by this is not trying to like sell the $79 plugin even cheaper. But on Black Friday, you're going to get people who are interested in buying your whole suite or whatever thing that you're selling that's the most expensive. And you might not have that on your Black Friday deal, but if they can talk to someone on chat, and I say this as someone who has sold packages to people on live chat via WordPress plugins on Black Friday, like people are actively looking for this at this time, and you'll make like $800 sales that get a $2,000 renewal. It's magic.
It's pretty awesome. It's amazing what speaking to a human in the digital age can accomplish, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When Give first
Absolutely.
started calling people when they made a purchase, people were shocked. When they knew that there's a phone number they could call to get help, they were shocked. And it made a difference. It made a difference in how we perceived as a brand, and it made a difference in renewals, for sure.
Absolutely, that human touch. Well,
Yeah.
I hope we got you ready a little bit for Black Friday this year.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be talking about it maybe another time before the holiday hits.
Absolutely. If you have any questions, hit us up. We're on social. We'd love to hear your pain points and maybe even help you solve them a little bit.
And you know what? I'll get into a hot Black Friday debate or two.
Absolutely. Why not, right?
All right. Well,
Very
thanks so
cool.
much again, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you, Hazel. We'll see everybody on the next episode. Take care. This has been Michelle Rochette and Hazel Kimpo with Audacity Marketing. Dare to be different and dominate your market with Audacity.